Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, December 12th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Algebra. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that takes you on a deep dive into the fascinating world of Wikipedia articles. Today's episode is dedicated to a subject that is both beautiful and complex, often eluding the appreciation it truly deserves. Yes, today we're talking about algebra. Let's start with the basics. The very word algebra has an intriguing origin. It comes from the Arabic word al-jabr, which translates to reunion of broken parts. This etymology hints at the very essence of algebra, bringing together various unknowns and variables to form cohesive, predictable systems. Isn't it fascinating how a term used centuries ago still perfectly encapsulates the nature of the discipline? As many of you might recall from your school days, algebra starts with the basics of expressions, equations, and inequalities. However, beneath those initial lessons hides a world of profound complexity and beauty. At first glance, algebra might seem like just a tediously mechanical exercise of solving for x, but when we look closely, it's actually the language of mathematics, a universal language that helps us model real-world phenomena. Consider this. Algebra allows us to predict the future. No, not in a fortune-telling sense, but in a way that enables us to make sense of everything from predicting traffic flow to the flight paths of airplanes. Now that's real magic. Algebra can be split into various branches. Elementary algebra, which you most likely learned in high school, and then there's abstract or modern algebra, which is focused on algebraic structures such as groups, rings, and fields. It's in these abstract realms where some of the deepest mathematical theories are born. Let me take you on a little journey back in time. The development of algebra transformed over several eras and across cultures. Some of its earliest developments can be traced back to the Babylonians, who used algebra to solve linear and quadratic equations. The Greeks, while primarily known for their contributions to geometry, also made forays into algebraic thinking. Diophantus, often regarded as the father of algebra, was one of the first to consider algebra an independent discipline. Moving into the Islamic Golden Age, mathematicians like Al-Khwarizmi, you might recognize his name because it gave us the word algorithm, made remarkable strides. His groundbreaking work, The Compendious Book on Calculation by Completion and Balancing, is a landmark in the history of algebra. The Islamic scholars thus didn't just preserve ancient Greek and Indian texts, but they expanded the field, bridging to future advancements. Swinging back to the modern era, the evolution of algebra took a significant turn with the introduction of symbols to represent numbers, thus enabling the transformation of verbal algebraic expressions into symbolic ones. François Viète introduced the first systematic use of letters, an innovation allowing algebra to advance as a distinct branch of mathematics and not just a set of precepts and problems. But why should you, dear listeners, care about algebra if you're not a mathematician? Let's reflect on the ubiquitous presence of algebra in our daily lives. If you've ever made a decision based on balancing potential outcomes, like financial planning, figuring out the best routes on a GPS, or even cooking following a recipe, you've essentially engaged with forms of algebraic thinking. Here's a thought-provoking question. Do you think algebra in its traditional form is still as critical to teach in schools, or should we explore teaching algebra differently to align with the technological and data-driven world we live in? How can we shift our educational paradigms while still honoring the history and utility of algebra? In today's world, particularly in the arenas of coding, data science, and AI, algebra plays an indispensable role. Algorithms used in technology and AI hinge on algebraic equations to run effectively. For instance, linear algebra is a cornerstone of machine learning. It's fascinating to think that what started as symbols and equations scribbled on parchment has now become a backbone for technologies defining the 21st century. Speaking of modern applications, let me share a real-life anecdote. A friend of mine works in pharmacology, where algebra helps model patient drug responses. The ability to anticipate how a drug behaves allows her to tweak dosages for personalized medications. Isn't it incredible how algebra stretches its fingers into all aspects of diverse professions? As we wrap up this episode of Wikipodia, I invite you on a quest to look at algebra through a different lens, one that appreciates its historical depth and contemporary relevance. What if each algebraic problem we approach isn't just a hurdle, but a puzzle piece of the larger picture that helps us understand our universe? Next time you're balancing your budget, planning a trip, or chatting with Siri, remember, you're interacting with algebra. It's not just a subject from a classroom, it's a feature of everything we thrive on in our technological paradise. And on that note, here's your call to action. The next time you encounter an algebraic question or a challenge in logic, take a moment to ponder its historical roots and marvel at where those humble origins have taken us. Engage with it, perhaps even discuss it with your children or friends. Who knows, it might unlock a new world of wonder for you. Thank you for tuning in to this exploration of algebra on Wikipodia. We hope you've gained a new appreciation for the subject and feel inspired to delve deeper into its fascinating world. Until next time, keep asking questions and stay curious.
That was the Wikipodia podcast for the article of the day, Algebra. Thanks for listening. See you next time.